This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A high-level state employee alleges an order by Governor Jared Polis to give federal investigators information about specific immigrants violates Colorado law. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
In a whistleblower lawsuit, an official from the state labor department says his office has been told to supply immigration authorities with personal information about the guardians of unaccompanied immigrant children and teens. The request came from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and was not signed by a judge. Colorado has two laws on the books, including one signed by Polis just last month, that bar public officials from sharing immigration information without a court order, which ICE didn't have in this case. However, Polis's office says the request falls under an exception in the law for criminal investigations because ICE said it's looking into whether unaccompanied minors are being trafficked or exploited. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Stealing a gun in Colorado could come with bigger penalties under a new state law. It makes any gun theft a felony crime. Previously, the penalty for gun theft depended on the value of the gun, like it does for other stolen property. But lawmakers from both parties noted this year that the danger posed by a stolen firearm isn't tied to how much it's worth. Governor Polis signed the bill into law this week. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for most of eastern Colorado, including Denver, Colorado Springs, and Trinidad until 8 p.m. Forecasters say large hail and isolated tornadoes are the main threat. Forecasters also say another round of storms is forecast tomorrow afternoon. This is CPR News.